Hello?
Good
Hello?
Evening.
My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, a Michigan State Legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
Definitely.
What is your age?
Okay.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
In the right direction.
When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on this on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and it reads the following. Shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mill cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. The millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Yes, definitely, or yes, probably?
Yes, probably. I'd read it first.
Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate funds, public funds, to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely.
As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
Probably the one that lowers it to $70 a year.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Here's the first one, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, improving public education and local schools, making housing more affordable, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or improving local roads and infrastructure.
The last one, roads and infrastructure.
Okay. Now, you will be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Grand Traverse County Government. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Your city or township government?
Somewhat favorable.
A Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails?
Somewhat favorable.
Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
About right.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say that you trust or do not trust Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Definitely trust them, probably trust them, probably not trust them, or definitely not trust them?
Probably not.
There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money: to protect open space from residential and commercial development. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
Strongly approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
Strongly approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Approve.
To promote local economic development.
Approve.
To maintain existing trails.
Approve.
And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. Now, if forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, ensuring the current trails network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
I think maintain.
Excuse me, ma'am? Maintain?
The first one, correct? Maintain.
Okay.
Yes.
You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each of the following makes you more likely or less likely to support this proposal, and if each would not make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
A Citizens Oversight Committee will be establishing with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensuring the funds are administrated for their intended purpose. Much more
yes.
likely to support them, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more. Much more.
There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent with will be reported to the public.
That would help. Not much more, but the second one, though.
Okay. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Much more.
There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Much more.
Now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, and as a reason to vote. Now, yes, in favor of this proposal. If each makes no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one.
Okay.
This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Very convincing to you? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not convincing.
Grand Traverse County Trails Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public fund source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Strongly convincing.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Yeah, convincing.
Very convincing to you, or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County a trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Strongly convincing.
$7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Yes, strongly convincing.
This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitat, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Convincing.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Strongly convincing.
Boardman, Lake Loop Trail, and the TART Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connection to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Strongly convincing.
This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Strongly convincing.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy the same way we do.
No, you know, kind of neutral, a neutral one.
Somewhat convincing or not too convincing?
Not too.
Okay. This one here says, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Strongly convincing.
Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and find and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely.
Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I really have to leave. I've spent, I think, enough time. I think you get my drift on where I am with that. So, sorry.
Ma'am, we are at 95%. Uh-huh. We're almost done.
Okay,
what I can do is read a lot faster for you so we can finish,
because
I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. Okay.
Okay.
So here in this section, I'll just give you the information right quick. Now, you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. This proposal would raise tax on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Not
very convincing. Or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not convincing.
There are already enough trails from public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, campaigns, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not convincing.
With inflation, high gas prices, raising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not convincing.
This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Not convincing.
This proposal will bring more tourism to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Not convincing.
This proposal would give millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pit projects.
Not convincing.
And we're almost done. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Definitely yes, ma'am, or probably?
Definitely.
Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. Here's the statement. If I had one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, and just say it in your own words.
If they did not include the contingencies of public access.
It did not include
the planning.
The contingency?
The piece that you said in the beginning about having public access on the planning and administration of the trails.
Okay. Thank you very much. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of this previous approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improve millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improve of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within the Grand Traverse County. If approved, levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were out today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Definitely in favor.
I am going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish.
For confidential
purposes, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections?
Never tell people that. I'm sorry.
And which political party are you affiliated?
None.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
What is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
Master's.
And do you own or rent your home that you currently live in?
Own.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
And what is your main racial background?
White.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you very much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.